And you go across the street, and to that house, you know, and tell the person there the news. Someone asks you, why did you go over there? You say, well, I went over there.
I knew they were worried about me, and I wanted to tell them what was wrong.
So I went over there, the news. I went over there
to tell the news what was wrong and what they could expect and all those things.
Okay. And suppose you invite somebody to come and see you this evening, and you want to tell them that you'll be disappointed if they don't come. You'd say, now, if y'all don't come, I'll be
disappointed.
Or in other words, you use instead of will be, you say,
I was expecting you and I felt disappointed.
Okay. Do you ever use the word shall?
What?
Shall. I shall be disappointed?
Yes, I shall be disappointed if you can't come.
Okay. You say, well, anytime you can come over, we'll
be so happy to have you.
Okay. Any other words you might use? We'll be
pleased to see you, or we'll be looking for you.
Would you use the word proud? We'll be proud.
Well, that is used very often. I'd be proud to see you anytime.
Okay. What about glad?
Glad to see you too. That is a very common expression.
Okay. Say if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, like he was seriously interested in her, and he said that he was
sincere. He's really courting.
He's courting. Okay. Any other words like that?
Well, he's interested in getting married. He's in love with her.
Okay. In this case, he would be called her
boyfriend or sweetheart.
Okay. And she would be his
girlfriend or sweetheart.
Okay. And if the boy came home with lipstick on his collar,
kissing.
Okay. Any old-fashioned words for that?
Well, I've heard him say they've been smouching. All those kind of crude expressions. Smouching, I've heard that.
Is that crude? Is that a crude expression?
Yes, that's a crude expression. All those kind of mouths have been smouching. They didn't call it back in the olden days.
Okay. I suppose he asked her to marry him, and she doesn't want to. You say that she did what to him?
Well, she disappointed him, and she turned him down.
Okay, any funny ways of saying that? She turned him down? She gave him the, or showed him the gate, or something like that?
Well, I don't really know what...
Jilted him? Or?
Yes, jilted is the word I've heard used so many times.
Okay. You said, but if she didn't turn him down, you said they went ahead and got
married.
Okay, any funny ways of saying someone got married? We said jump the
broomstick. I've heard that said.
What?
The broomstick. They jumped the broomstick.
Okay. What about got hitched?
Well, that's right too. I remember when my husband asked me to marry him, I said, well, honey, if we still love each other, when I get old enough, we will marry. But otherwise, anyone in 3 years. When it had been 2 years, he said, I think it's time we were setting a date. And I said, we'll wait one more year. And 2 weeks before we married, he said, now, when is that going to be? These 3 years are up now. And the date was set 2 weeks before we married.
Yeah. Okay. You say, at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called
best man.
Okay. And the woman that stands up with the bride
is the bridesmaid.
Okay. And, you know, after you get married, people in the town, it used to be anyway, people in town would start ringing cowbells and shooting. What'd you call that?
Well, serenading and all, and they'd throw rice at you. And even then, they'd do your cars and all kind of just married and all that kind of junk.
Yeah. Did you ever hear another word besides serenade?
Well,
ever hear shiver? Chivalry?
Well, that's kind of new to me now. It's been so long since I've been 55 years is a different time, and I'm not having had children, too, to have these weddings.
Yeah.